This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is now 3:03. You know what that means. At 3 o'clock, what do? We try and find a better option for the New York Jets than Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, because they didn't believe in him. They felt like it was best to just move on, rip it off like a Band-Aid, in favor of culture, in favor of accountability. So every day at 3 o'clock until maybe today, this might be the last spin of the wheel. If we find out where the Jets are going to go, if the Jets sign a veteran quarterback, this could be the very last spin of the wheel, because once they make a decision, that would be pointless, wouldn't it? So right here, for possibly the very last time on a Monday morning, on March 10th, here we go, for possibly the final time, we spin the wheel of quarterbacks.
Wentz takes the snap, he steps up, firing for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Jordan Matthews, a 19-yard strike, the first NFL touchdown pass by Carson Wentz, what a start!
It is 3rd and 4, Wentz under center, Wentz fakes, rolls, looks, fires, touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey! The 4th touchdown pass by Carson Wentz today.
Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
Aaron, what do you know?
Well, Joe, as you can see, when Carson Wentz was trying to run into the sideline, his legs were tangled up underneath him. He then went over here to the blue followed him back into the locker room. Eagles are reporting it is a left knee injury. He is done for today. We do not know the severity of the knee injury, but I can tell you, as I was standing back by that Eagles locker room, all the support staff that was back there with Carson Wentz all walked out just shaking their heads, Joe.
One of the bright stars of the league, and hopefully he'll be able to bounce back. Right now, this game belongs to Nick Foles.
Foles running up and down the line. It's a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of a yard by the tight end!
From the 25 now, Wentz off the fake, looking around, taking down a yard back of the line of scrimmage.
Meanwhile, look at this. Carson Wentz, who went to the medical tent, is going to the locker room.
Yeah, heard again in 2020 wild card game. Carson Wentz, he threw in a couple of... That's the first time in the Wheel of Quarterbacks we've heard highlights from another player. As obviously, famously, Carson Wentz goes down in 2017 as he was having an unbelievable season, by far the best season of his career, was on his way to winning possibly the NFL MVP. He was 11-2 for that Eagles team before going down, had thrown 33 touchdown passes in those 13 games already. Really was just led the league in QBR rating, like having a great year. And then Nick Foles took over that team and went on to win the Super Bowl, and it was never the same for Carson Wentz. And look, he obviously has the knee injury there. He gets hurt in the 2020 wild card game. We have not seen, or 2021 wild card game, I think. Or maybe it was 20, just in January of 20, right? That makes sense, because I'm looking at the seasons here. In 2019, they won. They went 9-7.
Yeah, it was the 2019 season, January of 2020.
Correct, January of 2020. I mean, over the last handful of years, I mean, you're talking about he's made, after that injury, he made 11 starts. Then he made a full season. They went 9-7 and made the playoffs. Then he went 3-8-1. Then for Indianapolis, he went 9-8 in 17 starts. He's only started 8 games. In 2022, he started in 7 games. He was 2-5 in those 7 games. Pitiful with Washington. With the Rams, he started 1 game. And with Kansas City, he only started 1 game. So, I mean, you're talking about a quarterback who hasn't started a full season since 2021. A quarterback who's had 2 injuries. A quarterback who had his moments, but ultimately, I mean, you remember when he came back. You remember his rookie year was atrocious, but that's not uncommon. Then he came back and was just all over the place. He was completely inconsistent. So many throws sailed. He threw, you know, he led the league in interceptions in 2020. He had 14 interceptions as a rookie. He just is not the quarterback I'm looking at. Look, he's linked to him. I mean, this is a real possibility. If they do not get Justin Fields, Carson Wentz is a legitimate option for the New York Jets. I mean, but this is a guy who's been a backup. Now, listen, he learned under Andy Reid. He was with the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe that's kind of rubbed off on him. I just don't see it as a major option. I mean, this guy has not played, and he stunk. The last time we saw him, he was awful. He was awful. He goes down on a good year, the backup quarterback, and not to knock him because he was playing great, but that team was good enough to go and beat the New England Patriots, the dynasty New England Patriots, with the backup quarterback. That was a super talented team. Philadelphia's been good for a long time now. And Carson Wentz was along for the ride. Carson Wentz was terrible when he came back. Carson Wentz is not the future of the New York Jets. What's Carson Wentz for this team this year? Are you telling me, Aaron Glenn, that you're going to win this year and you're going to give me Carson Wentz as some sort of guarantee, a guy who hasn't played more than 7 games in the last 4 years, a guy who's been injured twice in his career, one a major injury, a knee injury. This is the guy who's going to win for you right now? I find it very hard to believe. I just don't. I mean, if you're telling me the option of Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers, well, let's find out. What's the final verdict?
This guy sucks.
Yeah, this guy sucks. I just don't see Carson Wentz as a legitimate option for the New York Jets, although it sounds like he very well could be. I mean, this is what we're talking about, Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is an option for the New York Jets if they do not land Justin Fields. Like, I don't know about you. Are you excited if Carson Wentz is the quarterback of the New York Jets? Like someone just downplayed Shedeur Sanders. Right? And I get it. You don't love him. You know, wasn't great in the bowl game, blah, blah, whatever you want to say. When not the arm strength, isn't an elite prospect, blah, blah, whatever. This is a guy who, at the combine, I was just talking about, some people might find it brash. Some people might find it cocky. This is a guy who stood there in front of the media and said, if you're not looking for a culture change, I mean, and who aren't, the Jets are shaping their franchise around culture change. If you're not looking for a culture change, don't pick me. I mean, he embraces the idea of taking a bad team and changing it like he did in college at 2 different schools. He embraces the idea. He knows he can do it. He's done it. And he comes off as brash and he comes off as someone confident. But let me ask you a question. I mean, Fleeks was just talking about it. He made good points. Look at the last 2 quarterbacks the Jets have had. Have you felt like they felt confident they could turn things around? Did Zach Wilson exude confidence? I wish Zach Wilson was a little bit more cocky. When did Zach Wilson ever have the confidence to stand in front of the media and say, this is my team, I'm going to transform this thing around? What do you ever say other than, you know, throw teammates under the bus?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you ever do? Sam Darnold, right? I remember he was in here with CMB, I believe, when I was working with CMB. Seemed like a confident kid, said, you know, had the, you know, Rose Bowl game his junior year and everything, was confident that he can come here to New York. But honestly, once it happened, did you feel, did he exude confidence in any way? I mean, he's the guy who saw ghosts. He's the opposite of confidence. Right now, that's his main issue. You know he can throw touchdown passes. He threw 35 this year. You know he can throw the football up and down the field. You know he can win games even. Look what he just did in Minnesota. But when it's on the line, when the stakes are at their highest, there is zero confidence from Sam Darnold. And once he loses it, it's lost. There's no refining it in any game. There's really no refining it the rest of the season. And so, yeah, you know what? Maybe for the Jets, a young, brash, confident, cocky kid who's just stupid enough to think he could turn around this franchise is exactly what they need. Maybe that's exactly what they need. Or, you know, maybe they needed a 32-year-old veteran quarterback who hasn't been good in 6 years. I don't know, maybe that's what they need. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Carson Wentz. Maybe Carson Wentz is exactly what they need. A 32-year-old vet who's been a backup for a handful of years, who has started 2 games in the last 2 years and has started 9 in the last 4. Maybe that's what we should. That's what they need. That's what they need. This guy stinks. But don't take my word for it. Let's find out if he has all the attributes that the Jets are looking for. Aaron Glenn, what are we looking for again?
Listen, I look for guys that love football. I look for guys that are highly competitive. And I look for guys that endear themselves to their teammates. We're looking for smart, tough, aggressive, and resilient players.
Yeah. I don't know if Carson Wentz fits those, to be honest with you. I mean, he's had issues with teammates. Watching him play football, I never got the idea that he was a field general out there. I don't want to call him stupid because that's unfair. But a smart, heady quarterback, I never got that impression watching him play. Tough and resilient? I mean, I can't call him not tough, but let's just call that one a wash. Sure, he's tough. He's not a winner. He's not overly smart, or I don't view him as that, as a starting quarterback. He hasn't been able to endear himself to teammates. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Kansas City loves him, sure, as the backup quarterback. Everybody loves the backup quarterback. But that's your options. That's as good. What else do we got?
You're not looking forward to the mini camp and training camp tweets about rep for rep who looks better, Tyrod Taylor or Carson Wentz?
Yep. Perfect. You're right. You're right. And here's, you want to know a clue? Tyrod Taylor's going to look better. There's no doubt. Tyrod Taylor's going to throw the ball better. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. If that's a battle between Tyrod Taylor and Carson Wentz for the quarterback position, I bet you Tyrod Taylor would win it. What's the point of bringing him in? What's the point of bringing in Carson Wentz? 888-808-1019. Maybe the last time we spin the wheel of quarterback. I don't know if I'm like...
Do you think it will be your prediction? Because we know Brett and Eddie are looking to kill you on a prediction, so let's make one.
Yeah. No. No, I think we do tomorrow. I think we do tomorrow. Because there's so many other spinning wheels. Like, you'd have to know... Like, I don't think they would rush to sign Carson Wentz. You're going to have to find out... I mean,
If it's yes, it's Justin Fields, right?
Thank you. That's what... Like, I was just trying to get the words out of my mouth. If it's yes, it's Justin Fields. If it's not Justin Fields, I think we do it again tomorrow. I don't think we'll find out tomorrow that it's Carson Wentz. I don't think we'll find out tomorrow. Because right now, like, what's the... You've got Tyrod Taylor. Like, I don't... Like if it's, I don't think if it's Russell Wilson, we would find out, like anybody else like that. I just think if it's the guy they're, it sounds like they want to go get Justin Fields. If it's Justin Fields, we will find out tomorrow. I think we will find out Justin Fields' future tomorrow. He will either be a Pittsburgh Steeler or a New York Jet, and we'll probably find that out tomorrow. The other dominoes off of that, I don't know. But I'm pulling for Aaron Rodgers as a New York Giant. I can't take all this bad news, all right? I just can't take it all. I can't lose Luis Hill, Giancarlo Stanton, and now Gerrit Cole and Aaron Rodgers pretty much all in one day, because we'll find out probably the fate of Cole either today or tomorrow on Tuesday. So it would either way, if we find out tomorrow Aaron Rodgers is leaving, on back-to-back days, I know I'm going to lose these two players. And I don't even have Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to feel like I lost them. Because it felt like a lock. It felt like, I don't know who else would be interested. He gives them a lot. Now all of a sudden it's like he could be in Pittsburgh. He could be in Minnesota. I don't know if I could take all this losing.